And just like that, guys, we're back with another episode of Sadidity, wherever sip will leave you thirsty for more. But you already know what it is. It's your favorite Southern Belle with the ponytail, Nikki G.
And it's your girl, Nye.
And get the cup ready because the tea is hot.
Hyping.
Hey, girl.
Hey, sis.
What up? I got something to say.
Well, let me know.
Y'all, I've been listening to Ice Cube and Nigga with Attitude, so...
Y'all gotta forgive us. She sounds like she's accompanying the entire episode.
And no, I'm from the country of the country of the country. I come from a little city that didn't even get the red light until 2006.
Straight country. So she gonna sound like she from Compton.
But something I wanna talk about that I feel like people don't really talk about it. The hurt from losing a friendship. Like, for me personally, it feels like a death. I hurt more when I've lost people, friends, versus a relationship, a breakup.
Yeah.
You don't feel that way when you lose a friend? Mm-hmm. I feel devastated. I feel like someone have just knocked the wind out of me with a truck.
I guess it might be different for me now in my adult life, because I have friendships that I really care about. But you know, in your younger life, I didn't really have like solid friendships, so it didn't bother me. But I think now, like in my adult life, like if I was to, you know, meet you or whatever like that, yeah, I'd probably be like, holy shit.
See, I didn't have my heartbreak with friendship until my adult life. Right. Like a couple years ago, I lost some people who I didn't think that I was going to lose, and I'm still hurting over that. And I don't even know how to heal from it. I mean, in the day, I'm going to get up and go every time because I'm not going to stay where I'm not wanted. Let's be very clear about that.
Right.
But the emotional hurt is still there. It's like traumatizing.
You got to let it go, sis. If it's not fixable, let it go.
Okay, Norbert White, just let it go.
I'm just saying, rest peace.
I'm letting it go, but
let it go.
I'm not a light switch. I can't turn it on, turn it off.
You actually can, because you're don't give a F.
You can turn your feelings on and off like a light switch.
No. I can. You can. You is rough. I always tell you and be like, so
it hurt more than a relationship. I can get over a dude who just wasn't a good fit for me, but because I don't deal with a lot of people,
right?
And so I don't call
that
everybody.
That female might not be a good fit for you.
And it's just like family. I take family seriously, whether you blood or you family by association. Like when I love a person, I love them hard, platonically, and I just because I go hard for the people in my life.
You do.
I really do. So
you go to jail for them.
When my friendship don't work out, it hurts. Because I don't have friends. I don't have people I deal with like that. I got people that I know I'm cool with.
Right.
Chop it up and laugh. I see you, girl. But really calling them friends. How many do we have them? No, I don't do that. So you can just be like, oh. F that girl.
Hell,
and just walk away from your friendship.
And you, as long as me and you have been friends, you witnessed it. Absolutely. When I'm done with you, relationship or friendship, it's forever F you.
As you should, but you don't hurt about it?
I don't hurt.
You don't hurt at all.
I may be bothered. Like, I might have a moment to be like, dang, I was there for that heifer, or whatever the case may be. But I'm not about to be, no, about 5 minutes.
The first time Sadidity podcast history, Nikki G is having a hard time dealing with a relationship and not just cutthroat.
Yeah, when it's a friendship, I'm not doing all that. And I wish I was that strong when it came to like relationship-wise with these men, but I'm working on it. But when it comes to these females or friends, once I'm off you, since I'm off of you,
interesting.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
I think we might have another Sadidity topic with that said. All right, back to the regular program. Zoom back.
So, yeah, it's forever F you. I'm going to wish you well. I'm not going to want nothing bad to happen to you. But to work on a friendship and do the steps, I'm going to talk to you about it, see where it go left. If we work on it, we do the steps, cool. If I talk to you about it and it's no change in behavior, I'm done with it. You can't come back to me and be like, oh, no, because I was ready to talk to you. I approached you with a situation. I told you how I was feeling. You told me how you was feeling. We said we was going to work on it. I put forth effort to work on it. You didn't meet me halfway, so I'm good on that. And then you can't ever call me your friend.
Absolutely.
So
definitely, absolutely.
That's just where I'm at with it. Like, when I'm done with somebody, I'm done.
As am I. But my thing is, and I'm not saying this is a good thing or a bad thing. If someone have done me wrong, I don't even tell them what they done. I just immediately cut them off and I just start my healing process, which I never know how long it's going to take. It could take 6 months. It could take a year or so. But I don't tell them because at the end of the day, I'm a loyal person. So if I start walking with any of you,
you did
something. And you should be smart enough to think, dang, maybe I shouldn't have said woo, 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 and did a boop, 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 boop. So then she had to go a toot, 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 toot. You know what I'm saying?
But that's the difference, because I will say something. But what if you cut them off and it's like not the reason is the rumor or not true?
No, I would never cut them off for a reason. I mean, like for a rumor. Like somebody come be like.
So you would have to confirm whatever they
right. Like somebody just come to me, sham, be like, oh, you know, Nas said this and woo, 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 woo. Okay, that's what she said about me. I don't give a fuck about that. What do you say about me? Because why is y'all so comfortable
right, talking about me around each other?
So
right.
That's not gonna cut me off, and I'm not even gonna approach you with no shit like that. Because my friend's not gonna do that.
Correct.
Now, if it's something that I know for a fact that you did, I put my hands on you. I'm just gonna cut you off, boo. And just hurt in silence and peace. But since you're so easy to just cut them off,
thanks.
What advice would you give me and anybody else who's having a hard time dealing with a breakup of a friendship?
You gotta just let it go.
I mean, we let the friendship go.
Like, you really gotta
let it go. Like, we didn't detach ourselves. Physically, we have detached ourselves. But what are the steps do you do to finally mentally process it? Like, dang, that's not my friend anymore. And then sometimes it's really not even about a friend have done anything shady. It's just that you're apples and they're grapes at this point. It's just two different situations now. It's like you're just on two different levels and the friendship just ran its course, but it still hurts.
Right. But I mean, at the end of the day, you got to look at it like, you got to just, I don't know how to explain it. That's just me. Like, I'll go through it and I'll just be like, I know I'm about to be, or I'm going on this type of journey. And everybody's not meant to take it there with you. And then once I think you feel like that, I think that kind of helps you. Like, it kind of makes you feel better. You feel what I'm saying? Like, especially when you're not like a regular chick. Like, when you can be like, dang, I got stuff going on. Or, I know I'm about to enter this season in my life. God is doing me a favor by removing this person right now.
Right.
Because he know where I'm about to go into my next season. So, they wasn't supposed to go with me. So that helps me because I know my next season is always better than my last. So I be asking God, like, lean them out. You feel me? Like, please lean them out. So if he like, all right, I heard conversations you ain't hear, or you ain't feeling this way for no reason, so I'm removing this person. Now, if you choose to go back and fix it and you get your behind hurt, that's on you.
That's on you.
Yeah, but you about to enter into this next season and they not supposed to go.
Right.
And if you keep trying to drag them, it's gonna hold you back. So that just brings me comfort. I just be like, man, I'm about to do this and be like this. That's cool. Please show me your true colors now. And I love when people show me their true colors when we really ain't doing too much, because we really about to go to the next level. You know what I'm saying? Like, we pending, like, so wean them out right now. So that helps me. And I sleep well at night because friends, bad friends that didn't mean you well, always come back like an ex-boyfriend. They see you doing well, what they come back? Dang, sis, it's been a while. Dang, sis, stranger. Oh my God, you know I miss you. We gotta link up. We gotta catch up.
And that word comes back. That's a trigger word for me.
Right.
Like, when some people say that, I cringe up because I take them words seriously.
Right.
Like, get away from me. If you know you snaking, you bobbing and weaving in the grass on your stomach. Stay away from me.
Right.
I'll be cordial with you when I see you. I won't knock your head off. I won't rock your socks off. But be mindful how you use that word sis with me. Okay? But devil advocate, the same way you can just maliciously cut off a female, a platonic relationship. Why you can't cut off a romantic relationship this time?
I don't know.
What's the difference?
I have no clue. I guess it's romantic. It's more feelings involved.
Because that man then inserted his himself. Oh my God, that man. We're not redoing this, okay? We're not redoing this.
Inserted himself?
In you. So he have left a part of himself in you, as I said in the previous episode, because I don't know when I said this, because I think I was
modeling.
I mean,
I don't think that has nothing to do with it.
Yes,
I had a lot of homegirls I done did some shit with.
That was your homegirl then.
Why you say that?
What you done did with them?
Some sexual stuff?
That ain't a homegirl then.
Well, what is it?
A booty call?
That ain't a booty call. We was friends out there when we finished.
How that work? Y'all started off as friends, then became lovers?
No, we just friends. We just did it, and then we back friends. I mean, we friends.
What y'all do that for?
What you mean?
What you doing that for with your friend? Why are you knocking your friends down?
I would knock you down if you was down with
me. Oh, my God.
But you're not with it, so I can't really beat you down.
What you knocking your friends down for?
I don't know what to tell you.
Why you do that?
I don't really know what to tell you, sis.
You knock all your friends down?
No.
If they with it?
No.
Why do you think they're ugly?
No, I don't have ugly friends.
They're not attractive?
I don't have none attractive.
So why?
All my bitches bad.
Hey.
I mean, it's only like four of y'all, but all y'all bad. Yeah, I don't have ugly friends. I'm sorry. But if you was with the shit, I would clap the cheeks.
Oh my goodness. Why are you clapping your friend's cheek?
I don't know what you want me to say. You never did nothing with your friend?
Absolutely not.
Oh, well, I love you. I don't know what to say. But, so it's not a thing of, oh, I can't get over him. I can't get over him because he
inserted himself in you?
Right, because...
No, that's different because you can't insert yourself into a woman. Yeah, but tongue is, that's a muscle, right?
So it's a big penis.
Oh, that's what the penis consists of. It's a muscle. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look at that little sex education. Mm-hmm. Okay. What did we tell y'all? You always learn something with Sadiddy T.
Right. Always.
So going forward, this is advice I'm giving myself and I'm giving to the other guys and girls who cannot, but just having a hard time. Just if you really care about your friendship and if you feel like it's worth it, definitely talk to them and see how it is. Pray about it first. And when you speak, ask God to speak through you so you say the right things to your friend. And please make sure you pray that you say things right, because that is my problem. I would say the right thing, but say it so wrong, so disrespectful.
Right.
And that's not cool at all. So I'm just saying, for personal experience, don't do that. Pray about it. Ask God to speak through you in the right tone so you can try to work through your relationship with your friends. And if you cannot, just know you have done all you can possibly do. And that season with that person is over with. And that's just what it is. And that's what it's not. And keep it pushing. And always remember, you're always going to have friends with Sadiddy T. Mm-hmm. All right. So, we ain't going to hold you guys too long. So, of course, we want to go ahead and do my favorite part of the show. But before we get into what makes the Rudy too, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe to the show. And just know that we do air every Monday morning around 10 o'clock. And then the YouTube is normally out on Thursday. I'm trying to work to get it on Mondays. But as of now, you can catch the visuals on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. But sis, what make the Rudy too?
Why we always go with you with the first one?
No, last time I did it other.
No, you always got a booty itch. You know why I rarely have stuff that make my butt itch?
Why?
Because I cut them off.
Hmm.
Like, I cut it off, and I let go, and I let God. Now, I don't know if it make my booty itch, but certain stuff may irritate me, but maybe not so make my booty itch.
Well, something that I don't like, when you're in a grocery store or store, and you have one thing.
You and these grocery stores.
You, right.
Last night it was the service dog by the produce.
Right, but if I'm in a grocery store with a bottle of H2O, and this person in front of me with two full cartons, two full buggies of things, you can't let me go? Like, come on, bro. I never do people like that. If I see a person with one thing, I'd be like, come on. Because I was in Dollar General, this woman had $248.68 worth of groceries in Dollar General because I was behind her. And I just had this one thing. She wouldn't let me go. I mean, do she have to? No. But it's human nature. Yeah,
right. But what do you do if you have one thing? The person behind you have one thing. The person behind them have
I mean, you
things.
Can't save the world, but
she
you
got
can...
to keep going.
No, you can't save the world, but you can at least let one person go by.
Shoot. Pay it forward.
Exactly. Do good things in the universe, God will reward you. I'm just saying, don't be... If you're in a store with $200 worth of stuff and someone beside you with one thing, please... Just let that one person go.
I promise you,
it's not going to be that big of a deal. That's it.
What if that person's in a rush?
2 minutes gonna delay you.
It might.
I might have saved your life. It could be a bullet out there. I'm gonna catch that bullet because you didn't let me go first. I didn't save your life, but now you done took my bullet because you wouldn't let me go. Yeah. So thank you for holding me up. Get me out this line expeditiously. If I got one thing in my hand, let me get out this line expeditiously. And I said what I said.
Why you be talking so strong?
Because I mean it with passion.
When you say that word, damn.
Expeditiously.
And that four?
That's it, and that's what it is, and that's what it's not. And as our good sis Glow say, at the end of the day, the day's gonna end. So with that being said, keep sipping. Sadiq.